From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
It was just one of the many houses that my company remodeled and sold in the flatlands of the East Bay. In this case, Juan, a contractor from Mexico City, did the work. Juan lived a few blocks away. When some tools were stolen from the house, he was quick to suspect his black neighbors. Let's just say he didn't refer to them as African Americans. One day Juan called to tell me that the Arab grocer from across the street was interested in the house. "Be careful," Juan warned. "He'll try to cheat you." It was stormy the next day when I met with the grocer. As he entered the house, he observed that it was actually a good day for an inspection, since the Mexicans don't like to work in the rain. Later, he asked me where my people came from. After determining that he wasn't interested in learning that I grew up on the peninsula, I told him that I was of English and Irish ancestry. "Oh, that is very good," he said. "Our people have done business for centuries." Despite our shared mercantile legacy, he never made an offer, but that house did open a door for me into the world of social and business relationships and the multicultural mix that is the new urban California. It can be a threatening environment where people resort to stereotype and generalization, the building blocks of all bias, in order to distinguish friend from foe. Discussions of racism often focus on the excesses of my people, and there is no denying that prejudice is far more toxic when one can enlist the power of the state in the service of one's hatreds and fears. But as the recent uproar over a column in the Asian Weekly indicates, racism is very much an equal opportunity activity. At the risk of hyperbole, I think that today's urban California is one of the great and yet underappreciated social experiments of our time. I consider it an adventure and a privilege to be part of it. But we do ourselves a disservice if we ignore the degree to which this new world is still forged by the ancient reflex to distrust and fear those who are different from ourselves. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.